Here's something that might surprise you. Wasps remove more harmful insects from our crops than all human pest control efforts combined. We're talking about nature's most misunderstood environmental warriors.
That's fascinating timing because I was just reading about their impact. In the UK alone, they eliminate about 14 million kilograms of agricultural pests annually.
You know what's really mind-blowing about that number? That's equivalent to the weight of about 2,300 adult elephants in pest insects. And they're doing this service completely free of charge.
Well, that makes me wonder, why do we have such a negative perception of them when they're clearly so beneficial?
I think it's because we only encounter them in their most defensive moments, like at picnics or outdoor events. It's like judging someone's entire personality based on how they act when they're hungry and stressed.
That's actually a really good point. We rarely see them when they're out there hunting crop-destroying insects or pollinating plants.
Speaking of pollination, here's something that surprised me. Wasps are actually significant pollinators too. Everyone talks about bees, but wasps are out there doing double duty as both pest controllers and pollinators.
So they're essentially providing two crucial environmental services, and most people just want to swat them away.
Exactly. And get this, a single wasp colony can capture around 3,000 insects in just one day to feed their larvae. That's like having a precision-guided pest elimination system working 24/7.
Those numbers are incredible. How do they manage to be so efficient at hunting?
Well, they've got these amazing adaptations. Keen sense of smell for locating prey, incredible flying abilities that let them catch insects mid-air, and, here's something wild, they can actually recognize human faces.
Hold up, they can remember what we look like. That's both impressive and slightly unnerving.
Right? And it shows just how sophisticated their cognitive abilities are. They're not just operating on instinct. They can learn, remember, and make decisions based on past experiences.
You know, this is really making me think about how quick we are to label certain species as pests without understanding their role in the bigger picture.
And here's what's concerning. Wasp populations have declined by up to 80% in some regions over the last few decades due to climate change, habitat loss, and pesticide use.
That must be having serious ripple effects throughout the ecosystem.
Absolutely concerning, because when wasp populations decline, we see immediate increases in agricultural pests. Some farmers are actually starting to create wasp-friendly habitats around their fields as natural pest control.
So what would you suggest for people who want to coexist better with wasps but are still nervous about them?
Well, I've learned some practical tips. Avoid bright colors and strong perfumes outdoors. Keep food covered and stay calm if wasps are around. Your panic actually makes them more defensive.
That makes sense. So we're basically trying to avoid triggering their defensive responses.
Exactly. And here's something interesting. If you find a wasp nest in a low traffic area of your property, it might be better to just leave it alone. The colony will naturally die off in winter, and while they're active, they're helping control other potentially problematic insects in your yard.
That's such a different approach from the typical immediate extermination response.
You know what this all comes down to? We need to start seeing wasps as environmental managers rather than pests. They're maintaining delicate balances in our ecosystems that we're only beginning to understand.
And it sounds like we'd be in serious trouble without them.
Well, next time you see a wasp, remember, you're looking at one of nature's most efficient pest controllers, a skilled pollinator, and a creature capable of facial recognition. Maybe give them a respectful nod from a safe distance, of course.